Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for doing what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also follow us on Parler, MeWe, Gab, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, and Instagram by checking out Captain's America. That's where we're listed, Captain's America, and that'll get you over there into one of those platforms. And, of course, our radio show website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where, I don't know, it might be sunny and warm for all I know out there, let's go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. It's a 70 degrees out here, Captain, right now.
What'd you say, it's 70 degrees?
It's 70 degrees. It's warmer than it has been over the last several months.
Okay, well, it's 82 degrees here, and it's clear. The skies are now clear, and that's the kind of weather we got going on here tonight, so I'll take it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those 2 points. Under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there may be a light at the end of the rainbow. All of a sudden, we're hearing that the Department of Justice is looking very strongly at a slew of potential charges against Hunter Biden as their probe is heating up and finalizing itself. And apparently John Durham has got several different ways that he can go with this.
Well, that's right. And, of course, this has been ongoing since about 2018. So this predates, of course, the Biden administration, which I think makes it harder for them to just sort of make it all go away or not really pursue it. So, yes, this is going to be incredibly interesting to see what the next steps are here.
Well, it could be combined. It could be because the Department of Justice are the ones that have to bring the charges. It could be combined. It could be lowered. It could be reduced. It could be whatever. But they can't just sweep this under the rug anymore. It's too intensive. I've been told there could be as many as 90 different charges they're looking at. 90.
Yeah, that's no small number. And of course, Captain, there are these suspicious foreign transactions, evidently.
That's where the 90 comes in.
Yeah, and so this is you know, this isn't any kind of small-time thing. And so I think this is could be capturing the attention of the American people perhaps more than ever.
All right. Now we're going to get to the wacky statement of the day yesterday by our president, Joe Biden. First of all, Kyle, is it asthma or is it cancer?
Well, I will say this. Nobody knows for sure, but the shadow knows, I think.
Do we have the shadow on tape?
No. No, I don't think so. But here's the thing, right? Joe Biden has told two different stories, or actually told the same story with two different endings.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I do. Well, here's what the president said earlier on Wednesday when he talked about the climate crisis, the state of emergency, that whole thing. But he told this story. We'll hear it briefly right now.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer, and why can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
The president of the United States, Captain, just told the entire world that he has cancer. That's what he said. Now, of course, the White House scrambled like they've never scrambled before, I think, to try to make sure that people understood that he doesn't, according to them, have cancer.
Well, it was the moles they explained that he had removed. Those are cancerous.
Right, it's like a skin cancer. It was non-melanoma,
right,
as I recall.
But in the spring of this year, he had said that he had asthma from all of this.
Right, it was the exact same story, but with a different conclusion. That somehow it was the oil slick and all the living in Delaware that gave him asthma. So this is really concerning, Captain. I can't imagine anybody, the world leaders, enemies, foes, friends, watching this kind of thing unfold and not being incredibly concerned.
Well, concerned about his sanity, maybe, because
right,
this, again,
right,
is dementia showing its ugly face. Follow me? Are you there? All right, I just lost Kyle. All right, well, here comes the music up in my ear anyway. So we are going to go to break, and when we come back from the break, more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming your way.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. And before we get started, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company have been offering these buy one, get one extravaganzas for quite a while now. And it's fixing to wind down because they're starting to run out of product. And that's the whole point, was to sell the product down so he could put new items up for sale. Now, it's the time right now to join millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow and all the different MyPillow products. Because right now, you can buy one, get one, free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Those are the best sheets they got going. Also, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, those are the fancy pillows, the big ones. You like them. Buy one, get one. The six-piece bath towel sets. Those are the bath towels that will actually fit you. How about that? As big as I am, it actually works for me. And roll and go anywhere MyPillows, the ones that you take with you on the planes, the trains, the buses, the travel pillows, and the ones that are have the decor on them, too, and so much more. Now, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, and you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So give him a call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. All right, and back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We just had Richard the Marine chime in up there in Oregon. I believe he said it was 56 degrees and clear.
Yep, he sure did.
Now, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, has come up with, I guess he's calling it executive decisions. Is that right?
Yeah, executive orders, yes.
All right, but they're not the orders. These were decisions, executive decisions. No. It was something a little different because I don't think he can quite make an executive order on what he was doing. He's bypassing the Congress He's announcing these executive actions, there we go, on the climate control crisis. Now, let's listen to what it is that he's
standing at the future site of an offshore wind industry manufacturing plant. The president talked about the danger of extreme heat and the promise of clean energy. The White House climate plan fell apart when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin refused to support it. But Mr. Biden vowed to use his executive powers in the absence of congressional action. Even though he didn't declare a climate emergency, as activists want him to do, the president said he views the issue as an emergency. Greg Clugston with the president in Somerset, Massachusetts.
Now, of course, that's our buddy Greg Clugston. We talk to him a lot, and he keeps us informed of different things. He likes to travel with the president. He doesn't travel with him all the time, but what he does, we always get reports like that. But, Kyle, a climate emergency? Are you kidding me?
Well, I think, Captain, the question, of course, is really do people out there really believe that it's a climate emergency?
Of course not.
This is really more of the same stuff to try to muddy the waters about the upcoming elections, for example, to try to change the subject into something that isn't about what's happening to people's budgets, their wallets, the gas prices, inflation, groceries, you name it. And so here we go again with all this stuff. And people, I don't think that this is super high up on their list of priorities, but they're going to try to make it such.
Well, wait till you hear what the House of Representatives is going to take up today. They're going to take up the Right to Contraception Act in response to the concurring opinion overturning Roe v. Wade by Justice Clarence Thomas, suggesting the Supreme Court decisions involving access to contraception and same-sex marriage should be reconsidered, according to The Hill.
Yeah, well, this is obviously another thing that they're going to do to once again try to make sure that people are thinking about this particular thing. They're trying to zero in on what they believe is the one issue voter parameter here, such that everything else is just going to be in abeyance to the notion of Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court. And yes, it's problematic that Justice Clarence Thomas said what he said, because as far as I know, there isn't anything before the court that would address those particular issues. It's not just so much that he can walk in one day and invalidate everything, as far as I understand. But it did make it problematic, but this does give the opportunity for the Democrats to try to score some, at least some base hits on this.
Well, I realize that they're trying to change the narrative of what the people are really concerned about, and that is inflation and everything that got us there, and their wallets and the price of gasoline at the pumps, et cetera, et cetera. It's not contraception. It's not birth control. It's not Roe v. Wade. Those are down the list. If you take a look at all the polls and what people really are concerned about, that's not even up towards the top. So they're wasting their time. They're blowing smoke. And the fact of the matter is, I think they're going to get caught up in this.
Well, I think they will. And I don't think that the modern-day Democrat Party, and this is why Joe Manchin, I think, is such a castaway for them now, or cast out almost, as it were, because they don't want to have fiscally responsible policies. They haven't figured out that if they could have a strong economy, they could have a much better chance of pushing through all of their liberal agenda and social agenda stuff. But because for some reason they just have to constantly, just devastate the economy by their policies and then still try to push all the agenda stuff, it just doesn't work.
Now, we talked about this, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, and we were talking about Russian casualties, remember?
Right.
And there were some reports that were coming out that the Russian KIA might be as many as 30,000, correct?
Right.
Now our CIA director says some 15,000 Russians have been killed so far in the Ukrainian war.
Yes, that's what they're saying. And it seems, again, that this is, they never bargained for this they never really expected it would be like this from the Russian side. But it's going to continue on, I would think. They're not going to give up anytime soon.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. And we've got Bagam and Bob on the phone line here. Okay, what's on your mind?
Yes, can't some of these executive things that Mod is thinking about, not just these, but also executive orders, be challenged on overreach of the executive branch?
Well, you can sue and challenge them that way, or you can overturn them if you got enough support in the Congress, two-thirds overdoes the rules.
Right, okay. I was thinking that they couldn't overturn it in the Congress, and that this should be challenged on overreach of power. In other words, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we don't run the Congress, remember? So we got to get it to the floor. It takes 60 votes to get there.
Right. You know, I was just thinking about judicially going to be challenged. In other words, to go to the Supreme Court or another court.
All right. Okay, we'll mention it. We'll mention it. Thank you. Yeah, well, Kyle, we can't just, you know, we're not in charge yet of the House or the Senate. And
right, well.
Go ahead.
Thanks, Captain. I was simply just going to say that in some cases, when it is an executive order, for example, sometimes either party will go find a judge that says, okay, I put a stay on that executive order until thus and such. And so that's another way, but that's usually from the Democrat side. They go judge shopping and then find a judge who can invalidate the executive order.
Right. And then the Republicans go and try to find an appellate court that can invalidate that order, and then the Democrats try to turn around and do the same thing.
Right. Yeah, it is quite a game, for lack of a better expression. But what we're seeing here, of course, again, is Joe Biden, I think, also trying to sort of kowtow to the far left and try to say, look, I'm doing something. Stop criticizing me, you know, because he's losing support as well from them. And being a de facto lame duck doesn't help things either.
It doesn't matter what he's going to do. His popularity dropped yesterday to 30%. That's lower than it's been at all in one of the polls that came out yesterday. Even his wife has lost her edge with the popularity. They were hoping that Jill could hold him up, and her popularity has dropped by 24 points.
Yeah, this is really something to behold, isn't it? It's a real fall from grace. They had so much goodwill, and certainly almost the universal support of the mainstream media, and they can't make it work with that. I mean, that was really saying something, and that should really be an indicator of what voters are going to do when they get a chance to vote in the midterm elections. I think it's going to be devastating. In terms of strategy, I don't think they know what to do next.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to break. Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour. That means your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay a few bills along the way, and you might even hear some news. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
Two men were indicted over the deaths of 53 migrants found in the back of a tractor trailer last month in San Antonio. It was the deadliest tragedy to claim lives of migrants smuggled across the border from Mexico. Both remain in federal custody without bond, pending trial. Conviction on the death counts could result in life sentences.
A federal appeals court ruled that Georgia's, quote, heartbeat law can go into effect, making the state the latest to institute a six-week ban on abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. The court additionally allowed the ban to take effect immediately instead of later this summer, which was initially expected. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For the love of America, you need to tell your friends to listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always conservative, always American. God bless America.
All righty, that's a new one done by Jeff, and that's pretty good. That's the first time I played that. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every day and have been for over 8 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. Now, if you've got muscle aches or pain, or maybe your back bothers you, your neck, your shoulder, your hip, knee pain, hand, wrist, ankle, foot, and by the way, I'll tell you something about my foot here in a minute. I found out something yesterday from the doctor when I went from my regular weekly, which I go every week now, to the specialist. But anyway, this product, folks, works. That's all I can tell you. It works. And it's because of the all-natural ingredients that are in it that it works so that you don't have to worry about drugs. There are no drugs in this. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what's in it, and it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. Now, it also targets the underlying problems from four different metabolic pathways. So you can have a pain in the wrist, a pain in the knee, a pain in your elbow, and it'll take care of all of that. It's a very simple process. You take a packet once in the morning with food, and you get it in your system, and away you go. And sometimes you might need a second packet, but sometimes you won't. So one will do it for you. Now, it is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins in your system, which is just like kind of taking a vitamin pill, if you will. Now, that being said, You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, that's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll see the 1995 three-week quick start pack right there. Give it a try. By the way, you're only out $20 if it doesn't work. And I haven't had anybody in a long time tell me that it's not working. So 1995 gets it started, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Because like Kyle likes to say, all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. You betcha, you betcha. Now, a foreign affairs expert, matter of fact, more than one, several of them, have given President Joe Biden's first middle-class trip a zero for a numerical rating. A zero, as it accomplished absolutely nothing of significance. Does that make sense?
Well, just one thing I would beg to differ in terms of him traveling to the Middle East. I guess what he did accomplish something, and that was he looked really bad on the world stage. And I hate to say that. I'm just going to be very blunt about it. But he went over there ostensibly to get more oil from Saudi Arabia, which we don't need their oil because we have so much oil here.
Yep.
And all of it was just an abject failure. And in other words, why put yourself in that position, Captain? Number one, you can drill your own oil. And number two, why go over and fist bump the crown prince? And then, you know, when you know the whole Khashoggi thing is going to be the top tier issue that people are going to ask you about. I mean, this is just failures on so many levels.
Well, that's absolutely true, and he's failing on it still.
Right, right. But it also, and in the grand scheme, too, this isn't just about trying to be mean about Biden or something like that, but this is how does America look on the world stage? How is America being perceived? You don't want the Chinese government, the Russian government, the Saudi government, any other place around the world to look at us and say, well, they're weakening. They're not really going to be decisive. They're in trouble, and on it goes. That's the wrong message.
I agree with you. Now, following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brunovich wants to return the state to a time when abortion bans were enforceable. Planned Parenthood is arguing that the Arizona AG's motion blatantly overlooks dozens of laws that conflict with the pre-Roe ban. I don't know what's going to happen there, but obviously there's legal action that's circulating in Arizona because of that.
Well, right. Now, of course, this dates back to 1973 when the decision of Roe v. Wade, superseded the ban in Arizona on abortions, basically. So it sat there now for some 50 years, and now it's back to try to enforce the Arizona law. And yes, things may have changed in terms of what other legislation has come down. So that's what Planned Parenthood is arguing. Things have to be harmonized. What happens here, though, is that you need, the idea of democracy. You always hear about democracy and all this kind of stuff. A lot of times, unfortunately, it's not pretty in the sense that it's simple. So they're going to have to get to work if they want their state to be a certain way.
Now, Republican Congresswoman Texas Representative Myra Flores has responded to the racial stereotypes and the crude language being used to describe her by a South Texas blogger who's being paid with campaign money from the opponent that she just beat, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez. He's her Democratic opponent in the Texas District 34 midterm election. Now, in a Twitter post on Monday, Flores accused the Gonzalez campaign of paying for a blogger to run hateful and racist ads against her, which is true. That's what he's doing. Now, the post that appeared in the McHale Report blog referred to her as Miss Frijoles, Miss Mimirundo, Miss Enchiladas, and a cotton-picking liar. Now, that's going from kind of like one extreme to the other, but this guy here is a no-good, and he's absolutely barking up the wrong tree.
Well, he is, Captain. Nobody condones, and we just condemn absolutely these kind of racial stereotyping and the name calling. That's, you know, when you've lost the argument, when you resort to the name calling, you've lost the argument when it goes racial like this. I guarantee this says so much about this blogger.
Well,
and the other.
I'm going to call the blogger a moron because he is, and that's where I'm going to let it lay. And I don't think I'll get in trouble for that.
No, not at all. This is reprehensible kind of behavior. It doesn't advance the notion that we're, you know, in terms of coming up with political solutions or conversations or anything like that. It's just mean-spirited, and we condemn it.
By the way, Democrats in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives are inviting women and non-men to participate in a discussion about issues affecting our communities that highly impact non-men in Pennsylvania. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's a little, this was quite an interesting way of putting it. If you're a woman or a non-man, you can participate in the discussion, but what's the real target here, I guess? Is it men? Or is that, what's the issue that they're, the huge problem here?
You got me.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because, again, we continue to segment out somehow the notion that only your group now is going to really sort of hold the truth, and so we're going to segregate ourselves away from this other group, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, and of course, it's just kind of like I was just thinking out loud because I just saw a picture come across the computer here of AOC with her hands in the fake handcuffs behind her back.
Yeah,
and she was waving. With one of her hands, she lifted her hand up and she was waving it and then real quick put it back down again because you couldn't tell that she was walking around without those plastic cuffs on her.
Well, you know, Captain, it's so much fun to pretend, isn't it? It's like pretending with your friends and you're just having a great time.
Yeah, with Tlaib.
It's just so much fun, the world of make-believe.
Yep, and with Omar, and there were a few more there.
Right.
Yeah, and they were.
It's just really something. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were sent to make sure they got themselves on television.
Well, sure, because it's all about the theater. It's what it is. And wasn't there something where there was a deceptive photo or something that was coming out about this as well?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess they got to help the cause somehow.
All right, and finally, as we go to break, folks, the Truckers Highway Bible Report right around the corner. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says it's time to name and shame the AR-15 weapon makers. All right, good luck with that one, Dick. All right, folks, hang on. Kyle will be right back with me. I got more coming your way, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
For the love of America, you need to tell your friends to listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always conservative, always American. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Black Crowes, and that's called Jealous Again. I like that one, Kyle.
I do too. Yeah, that's a real classic.
That's a toe thumper and a waker upper for this time of the morning. So I'm pretty sure we just woke Fred up down in Fort Lauderdale.
Probably so. Yeah.
Yep. All righty. Well, I'm going to read this and then turn it over to you now. As temperatures and the heat index continue to go off the chart, there's going to be some temperatures out west today approaching 118 degrees actual temperatures out there in the desert, and this is going to go on through Friday. Now, coming into the east over tomorrow and over the weekend, there's a possibility for some excessive heat there. However, there's also going to be some storms that are going to come along with it, because severe weather is possible for the northeast and the southeast as a frontal boundary approaches the area. Monsoonal moisture and flood threats will continue for the south and for the northeast. And right now, we do have in Kentucky and north and Tennessee, right along the line, quite a line of rain and flooding conditions going there. We'll get into all that in a minute after Kyle tells you what's going on out west. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're watching some rain that's still skirting the southern border of Arizona along down into Mexico, still around Nogales and over to Agua Prieta, and that's south of the border, of course. But up in Tucson right now, just south of Tucson in Green Valley, looks like they've got some heavy rain going on there right now. Of course, that's coming across Interstate 19. So if you're in that area of Green Valley, south of Tucson, be aware of that. We've also got some rain coming across I-10 over in Lordsburg. This is across the border over into New Mexico. That's sort of where the rain is right now on the weather map that we're watching. But you mentioned, Captain, about the high temperatures. Absolutely right. And just as you were saying that, we checked out the temperature for Death Valley out there in the desert in California.
Oh, boy.
Of course, right now it's 105 right now in Death Valley, but Wednesday forecasted, hold on to something, 121 degrees in Death Valley is the forecast there. So it is hot, but it's going to be hot across the southwest, through Arizona, of course, Phoenix, and down through Tucson, of course, over into Southern California. Kingman, Las Vegas, Nevada right now is 99 degrees. Also, it looks like we've got some high temperatures, excessive heat watches going on throughout Utah. As you travel up Interstate 15, you've got that excessive heat watch all the way up to a little bit north of Nephi right now. And of course, that can change. Hot, dry weather throughout the central part of Wyoming and over into Idaho as you're coming up near Idaho Falls and Rexburg and into central Idaho, but all the way up to Butte, Montana as well. We've got the hot and dry weather going on. Continues with excessive heat advisories in central California from Bakersfield on up towards Merced if you're heading up 99. And if you're heading up Interstate 5, it's going to be up towards about Newman or Patterson as you come up Interstate 5. So be aware of that. So other than that, that's what we have in terms of the heat watches. But it is going to be very hot. So make sure you got your radiators right. And for our trucker friends out there, you might just see, if you're traveling on I-10, you might just see Mrs. Professor making her way back home from Arizona. So if you see her, kindly put her in the rocking chair so she has a safe trip home. We thank you for that.
All righty. Okay, well, let's take a look at Oklahoma. That's where we'll start tonight, the eastern half of Oklahoma. Not only is it going to be warm, but there's also the possibility for some storms along I-40 and up and down I-35 as well. So be advised of that. And coming up I-44 towards Joppa, Missouri, possibility there of some storms. And there has been some rain in some of these areas today. Down there just south and east of the Dallas Metroplex, we've got an area there where it's going to be extremely warm. However, there's also the possibility in that area of some more rain kicking in. The northern part of Louisiana along I-20, definitely a possibility there going across Mississippi, I-20 up and down I-55 and I-57 there. There's been a lot of different thunderstorms in the afternoon, probably just like what we had here in Florida, where you get like a real heavy rain, and it comes down an inch or two. It kind of floods everything for a little bit, you know, the flash flooding, and then it goes away like it never happened. But This is a little different rain that they're getting there in some of these areas of south Arkansas, south of Little Rock, down into the northern part of Louisiana across I-20, and then coming across Mississippi. All of Mississippi is going to be very hot today, and there will be thunderstorms across the area in many different places. Now, over into Alabama, everything north of Montgomery is pretty much going to be in the really warm category there, 90s, middle 90s and whatnot. But then again, here we go again, thunderstorms later in the day. Some of them could be very heavy, could be very interesting. And then up the East Coast from, let's see, South Carolina up into North Carolina, up into Virginia, up into Delaware and New Jersey and the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia, and also up into upstate New York, out of New York, 87 up towards Albany, and then Connecticut, and the shoreline along Massachusetts up into New Hampshire. You're going to have some weather there. Not only will it be warm, but there will be storms later on in the day. We've also got some flooding. I can see it right here in New Jersey, in some of the low-lying areas there in Jersey. And we used to make a joke about Jersey, Kyle. The place was built on a swamp, so it didn't take much to flood the swamp.
Right, right.
And then we've got that gale warning still off the coast of, let's see here, Virginia and North Carolina. It's still hanging there off Cape Hatteras, so be advised of that. And outside the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, so there you go. Now, tell us about the pilot and flying J. You got about a minute.
Thank you, Captain. Of course, our trucker friends know all about the pilots and the Flying J travel centers and all the great amenities and all of the great things that you can do with the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the My Rewards Plus app, start earning points on everything that you buy, including fuel, there at the pilotandflyingj.com, and our Pilot and Flying J travel centers, I should say. But our RV friends as well, you need to check out pilotflyingj.com. Go to their RV services page, and you'll also find out, for example, about the RV Plus charge card. This will allow you to get fuel discounts, discounted dumping fees, 10 cents off propane, and also other promotions and deals as well. So there's plenty of ways to save while you're traveling out there across the highways and byways in your RV. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, and don't forget that when you join the Drivers Club, you're going to get a lot of amenities there, as well as the campers and the RVers out there. They've got a club there, too. You can get into it and take advantage of a lot of this different stuff. Okay, we're coming back right after the top of the hour news and all that good stuff. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.